Men är väl inte med någonting där?
Men någonting.
Vad är det för det?
Någon av man här. Yeah, it should be
handsome. Ronnie, are we on? Okay, boys, sorry. Welcome back, everybody. Those of you who've been away, and me who's been away.
How's it? Welcome back.
How's Duddy? I don't know. I'll try and find out and get you an update. Okay. He's still busy with Torahway, that's for sure. Wherever he is in the world, he's busy with Torahway. He's on his phone, he's on his email. It's unbelievable. Apparently, our speaker today is on his way. Last night, I had a call saying you might have to speak tomorrow because he's oisek in a dvar mitzvah, which may make it impossible for him to come this morning. The message this morning is, yes, he can come and he is coming, but he might be a few minutes late. So let's do the Chofetz Chaim. It's unprepared. Ronnie's just shown me where you're up to. But we're speaking about Devorim HaNikorim. We're speaking, the Chofetz Chaim is discussing in Hilchos Rechilos Perek Klal Vov, about what happens if you are convinced that the person is telling you Rechilos and it's true because there are circumstantial evidence which makes you believe it. And the Chofetz Chaim, and I think Ronnie's already discussed what circumstantial evidence is, are regarded as circumstantial evidence, but you're absolutely convinced that the Lashon Hara or the Rechilos that you heard about somebody is true because you know this, that and the other about him, or this, that and the other about that particular circumstance. But normally we say the rule is, if you hear Lashon Hara, you hear Rechilos, you're allowed to be choishish that maybe possibly it's true, but you're not allowed to believe it's true. You can only be choishish to the extent that you protect yourself from harm. You protect yourself from damage caused by the person who would want to do harm to you. Says the Chofetz Chaim, Baal Pi Zeh, and according to all that Rani has taught you, Tere Bechush, you'll actually understand, Bamash in Hashan Ba'avoyle Seinu Rabim, a common thing that happens very often. Echot Sheesh Lo Hezek Be'eskem Mitzal Mal Shinus L'Doyma. For instance, somebody finds that his business is going down. And the reason why his business is going down is because he's been told that somebody has been speaking badly about him. Either he's been mustering him to his suppliers, or he's been mustering that the quality's not good, or the price isn't good, or he's been mustering him to the tax authorities, whatever it is. Somebody is causing him damage, as a result of which he is suffering. So, V'yesha al Yisrael dvorim hanikorim shuos aloyes ador azeh. And he is convinced that that is the person who's done it. In other words, besides the fact that he's been told that so-and-so has done that particular thing, this is a long time thing that's been going on between them for a long time. They've been in competition with each other. He's done other shtiklich in the past, and he's known as a crook, and he's known as a liar, and he's known as etc., etc. And therefore, I'm absolutely convinced that the person who I'm told has caused me harm is the person. He's the guilty party. He's the one who's done it. So one good turn deserves another. So if he can speak about me in public, then I can speak back about him. So I can start putting down his business, and I can start criticizing his family, and I can go to the tax authorities and muster him as well. Because if he did it to me, and I believe that he did it because I've got Devorim Nikorim in addition to what I've been told, but then I want to do the same thing. Because people say, if he did it to me, I'm allowed to do it back to him. Now the Chofetz Chaim is going to go through a list of reasons why it's no good. You can imagine why it's no good. Obviously, the fact that, what do they say, that if you make one mistake, yeah, or you do one thing bad, does it mean that you're going to do the same again? I remember I once attended a planning meeting in Barnet Council. We were there for one of the moisters, but there was a case that came up before we were heard where somebody had bought a large house on the corner and he knocked it down and he built three townhouses on that site. Now somebody else came along and bought the opposite corner, another similar house, and he put in a planning application to put up three townhouses. And one of the arguments that he gave was that now the corner, when you drive in, will look symmetric. Now it'll look symmetrical because you'll have three townhouses on this side and three townhouses on that side. I remember one of the councillors, and the planning officer recommended refusal on the argument that it's an eyesore. yet, and they argued, but it will look better than it looks at the moment, because at the moment you've got three townhouses on this side and one big house on that side, and therefore they don't look the same. And I remember one of the councillors got up and said, just because we made a mistake last time, and we got it wrong last time, does that mean we have to do the same again? And here the Chofetz Chaim saying, the first thing is, somebody else spoke Lashon Hara about you. Somebody else did cause you damage. Does that mean that you're allowed to do the same to him? Yeah, does one good turn or one bad turn deserve another? So the Chofetz Chaim says, Aleph, the din zeh hu dafke im al yedei mashir sashnir tiyah teres ala bo. Exactly. Loisikrim, obviously, I imagine, again, this is unprepared for me, so I imagine that one of his tannas on this will be that that's simple revenge. Loisikrim is a love in the Torah.
Loisitor is revenge.
No, Loisikrim is taking revenge. Loisitor is to bear a grudge. Yeah, to have tannas on him. To walk around with a tanna. But the sikkim is actually to take active. You can't take revenge. But he says, if the reason why I am doing this is in order to prevent him from doing this to me next time round, then it would be mutter. In other words, if I'm doing it to prevent damage to myself, says the Chofetz Chaim, then it would be allowed. I would be allowed to do things in order to prevent the harm coming to me. But if not, Baruch Hashem. Yeah, no, Baruch Habo, you're welcome. You're very welcome. So says the Chofetz Chaim, we always say that you're allowed to take precautions. You're allowed to believe Lashon Hara or Rechilus to the extent that I'm protecting myself from future harm. Therefore, if he was malshin me, and by me malshining him, I will prevent future harm coming to me, then it would be muta. I would be allowed to do it for tachlis, for tayeles, to prevent myself from harm. But if it's purely for the purposes of revenge, then obviously it would be osa.
Start your day at the Turaway, Northwest London. Thursday, Zos Hanukkah, 8th day Hanukkah, base Teves, 2nd of January. Dayan Yossi David, Shlita, translating the Torah into other languages. This week's Torah was sponsored by family Dean Cohn for the Tzimus of the Mitzvah of Motiko in the Rioi, the Mitzvah of this coming Shabbos. He returned Shizu Oru, Ukus Kainov, Merav Nachas, who is here to him. And his Chus HaShvim, Ma'acholim, Ma'alchomo, Shachul, Votahem, Shalom, Bim Eiro.
Yeah, Baruch Hashem. Sometimes we wish the bank holidays and the holiday season should extend. Streets are quiet. Especially for the Yidden to go back into the Beis HaMidrash and try to be Mischazak in Limud HaTorah. So important, yeah? I just want to share with you Megillas Tanis, the end of Hanukkah, really. So, it says in Megillas Tanis, Bishmoina Beteves Nichteva HaTorah Yevonis Bimetal Maya Melech. That means in the last parak, the last Mamel in Megillas Tanis, it brings all the dates, and it's brought in the Torah as well, the dates which Am Yisrael had fixed as fasts. We don't have bottle of Megillas Tanis today because, unfortunately, the tragedies are so many that if we'll be too busy with keeping ourselves busy in Tanisim. But it says, B'Shmeinu B'Teves, they fixed the fast. Why? Because the Torah was translated to Greek in the days of Talmai HaMelech. There was darkness in the world for 3 days. The Tisha B'Av, on the 9th of Teves, something else happened. But it says in Megillas Tanis, they didn't reveal what happened on the 9th of Teves. There's three different Girsot, Ezra Sofer was Nifta then, but why would they hide it? Why wouldn't they tell us? Some say Yoshki was born then. Apparently. It says here, Akun Tetosos Chadoshim, Beshem Godel Echo, the Neulet Boimach Shemoi Vezichroi, Vetsofu Sheigrom Rois Rabois Vetsoros Israel. A lot of tragedies will come in the future because of this individual. Apparently, he was a ninth. We didn't prompt the Goyim about the date, but they don't follow our calendar anyway. And then it says, Asol Basumach Bobel, then it says, Asol Batevis, which will, of course, if Mashiach doesn't come. But just let's try and understand what happened when they translated the Torah to Yevonis. So we all know the famous question which everybody asks, the Gemara and the Soita, the Mishnah in Sotah, the Flamed Beis, the Mishnah says that before Moshe Rabbeinu passed away, he instructed, he wrote, Oil Moshe Be'eret HaTorah Azot. So the Mishnah says, V'shivim Loshon. He translated the Torah into 70 languages. And then, it's actually mentioned in the Flamed Heimut Beis that the purpose of this translation was for Umos Ha'Elam. So what's going on here? So why is it, when Talmai HaMelech demanded we should translate the Torah, it was such a tragedy day? There's an expression given that even it was Keyoim She'eh Ne'aseh Bo HaEgel. Like Chet HaEgel was a translation of the Torah. So tragic was the day they translated the Torah. So what's going on here? On one hand, Moshe Rabbeinu is translated to 70 languages. On the other hand, we've been criticized. The Shivim Zkenim, by the way, there were two incidents. Maseches Sofrim, it says it went in two stages. At first, Talmai HaMelech had asked 5 Zkenim to translate it. And that's where it says it was Choshech La'ilam. And then it says he re-asked 72 Zakenim. He locked them up. And we know what the Gemara Megillah says, that they managed to mistranslate the exact same psukim, which were problematic to translate to Talmai HaMelech. However, we need to try and understand, what is this, that when Moshe Rabbeinu does something, it's okay? When we do the same thing, in the Choyer, it says, Yafte Elohim Leyefesh V'Yishkom Ba'el Leshem. One of the only languages which is complemented by Chazal, complemented, is Greek. Greek, apparently, very special language, to the extent that the Torah predicts that there's going to be some Mishkan, some place to this language in Am Yisrael. And it's referring to this translation. So what is this tragic day which we commemorate on the Torah being translated? Truth is, I want to continue, because this is an obvious question, and there's many different answers given to this, into the Torah Shebe'al Peh, whether you can translate or not. I must tell you, I was by Rav Chaim Kanievsky, I was involved translating a certain sefer. I'm not going to say which sefer, because it might not pick you off the shelves. One of the G'doyle Achreinim, who gave a beautiful explanations of Psukim. And I was involved in the translation to English. And we went to Rav Chaim to get an askoma from him. And Rav Chaim wasn't happy. He never gave askomas anyway. But you know, just to get a divur bracha from him, and then he can print it in the sefer, he got divur bracha. He wasn't happy. But his taina was, let people learn Loshon HaKodesh. Why are you translating Sforim into English? Let them sit and learn Loshon HaKodesh. It's worth the time they'll spend learning Loshon HaKodesh. Now the truth is, when I was going through the Mefarshim and trying to understand this specific Kodesh, I understood you lose a lot of the depth of the Loshon HaKodesh when you try to translate into another language. Not only that, if we had the Mechava next to us, perhaps we can try and translate it. Well, who knows? Maybe are we understanding correctly? Anyway, that's the story. Ma'aseh Shehoya. We went out with the Divrei Bracha, but not necessarily for this. It went on, Baruch Hashem. It's been sold in shops. But let's just focus on the original question. What is the difference between the Taich, which Talmai HaMelech had required from the Zakenim, to Moshe Rabbeinu's Taich? So, I've seen it's brought down a few different answers. There's a Perush on the Megillas Tanis of the Eshel Avram, and he writes, he brings the question about what's going on. So he says, he found that in Maseches Sofrim there's an indication to this to an answer. So the obvious thing which people would say is, Moshe Rabbeinu has got the ability of teaching as accurately as HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have wanted. And therefore, his translation was accurate. Talmai HaMelech, at that time, the Zakenim, however knowledgeable they were, however great tzaddikim they were, They were more limited than Moshe Rabbeinu. And therefore, they couldn't translate the Torah in the appropriate way, in the accurate way. So that's why it was a tragedy. By the way, there's a connection to Chetah Egel. If you think about it, in Chetah Egel, we lost the Luchos HaRishonos. The Luchos HaRishonos, special scholars, used to learn, you never forgot. The depth of the Torah there was at the time of the Luchos HaRishonos was no comparison to the Luchos HaShniyos. This was not Moshe Rabbeinu, this was my Selikim. So therefore, it was on a total different level. At the time they translated by Talmai HaMelech to Greek, they lost the density, they lost the depth of the Torah to a certain different level. So it's called a comparison to Chet HaEgel. There is a comparison there. I saw a Moshe Feinstein in his Chubas. He explains a different explanation. He says, Hoil Moshe Be'eret HaTorah Azot, it was Bedibur Moshe was translating. Even though they wrote it down as well, but it was mainly Bedibur. He didn't write it. So when you write it, it's different. No. I'll go on a little bit before going back a little bit the drush to try and understand the difference of the motives why we translated at that time to David to Moshe Rabbeinu. But we'll end up with Divrei Musar at the end. I'm going to go into Torah Shebe'al Peh. All of this is Torah Shebichtav. Torah Shebichtav. What about Torah Shebe'al Peh? I know today we live off Art Scroll Gemaras and Baruch Hashem it's enhanced Torah learning. More people probably have an ability to learn. Definitely on a lower level. No question about it. Because it's limited it. Once upon a time, you used to struggle to try and understand Taichin Aramaic, Taichin this, and then you used to work hard and pshat in the sugya. So maybe the quantity wasn't there so much, but the quality was there. And we all remember in yeshiva, we didn't touch this for him. We sat and learned and broke our heads and tried to understand, and we saw a lot of amkos in Torah. But, on the other hand, there's a much more positive thing that more people are learning. Much more people are learning. And we'll soon see what the Rabbi Yoshev writes in the Askoma of the article Gemaras. Yeah? There's a Midrash Tanchuma I want to share with you. The Midrash Tanchuma Parshas Kisisa says something very powerful. The Gemara says that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he's told to write Torah Shebichtav and given the Torah Shebe'al Peh, he asked the Kodesh Baruch Hu, why can't I write Torah Shebe'al Peh as well? Why only are writing Torah Shebichtav? With the boy, he did a lot of arguments in future. We have things written. Lefi shetzofa Kodesh Baruch Hu, she'umos ha'olam atidim letargem es ha'Torah b'liyos koyim b'yevonis. The Midrash Tanchuma says the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that you should not translate Torah Shebe'al Peh and write it down, not write Torah Shebe'al Peh, is because in future Hashem knew that the Torah will be translated to Greek. And therefore what? It says now what will happen if the Torah gets translated to Greek, that not only didn't have Torah, also the Goyim have Torah. So Hashem says, who is my nation? So Hashem says, the one who has the secret of Torah Shebe'al Peh. So Leosid Lovri, when Mashiach will come, so the Ummah Sa'ilim are going to queue up. They're also going to say, we also kept the Old Testament, the Torah. We also have it. Wasn't it translated into Greek? So they all queue up, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to say, can you please hands up, whoever has got the Torah Shebe'al Peh? Who knows my oral Torah? And it says, only Am Yisrael are going to pick up. So because of this tactic, with the Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted to choose who is really loyal to him, through Torah Shebe'al Peh, he told Moshe Rabbeinu to not write the Torah Shebe'al Peh.
So is the assumption the fact it's translated to Greek, that means they're going to keep?
What's the correct translation to Greek to write in Torah Shebe'al Peh? Yeah, very good. So before we go into that, I want to go into the subject of our translated Torah Shebe'al Peh Bichlal. So we all know, the Gemara in Gittin, again and again we use the Pasuk of Eitz Lasos Lashem, Eferu Te'yosecho. There are times where Chazal saw that Am Yisrael are forgetting Torah Sheba'al Peh. At the time of Rebbe, he made a summary of a lot of halachas because Am Yisrael were forgetting. It was after Churban HaBayis, they're going from place to place. He was worried. So Rabbi Yehuda Nasi went and wrote Mishnayos. Then Ravina Rav Ashi wrote the Talmud, wrote the Gemaras. So we know for Eis Lassas Hashem, we've got a heter. But what about translating the Torah? Translating the Torah Sheba'al Peh. So we've got the heter of Eis Lassas Hashem. Huh?
Aramaic, no? They did translate it.
You can say Aramaic wasn't really the translator, it's the way it was written. It was Lashon HaKodesh, which was a bit mu'uvas. I mean, it can't be arrived from Aramaic. Aramaic has a very close connection to Lashon HaKodesh. Not for nothing, the Gemara said, Malach HaShores Nitzkoki, Aramaic is so close to Lashon HaKodesh. You're still not doubling Lashon HaKodesh, the Malachi don't like that. Sometimes the Malachi don't understand. But there's something, Aramaic is the first cousin of the Torah, yeah? Of the Lashon HaKodesh. So therefore, I don't think it was ever a time on the Aramaic, yeah? But Moshe Feinstein was asked in Yeridah, in the new Chelek of Yeridah, he was asked about translating it into Torah Sheba'al Peh for him, to translate it into English. I read you what Moshe says, because it's very interesting. He says, for a different angle he looks at it. There's an issue of translated. To translate Torah Sheba'al Peh to English. Why? Shehu kemelamed Torah af lanochrim. The Moshe was worried that if you translate it to a different language in Lashon HaKodesh, the goyim are going to get hold of it. And he brings the Gemara in Chagiga, the en moslim divrei Torah legoyim. If you're writing it in Laz, it's their lotion. It's as if you've been giving the Torah to the goyim. And there's a pasuk, "She'ei moisim the Torah legoyim, shelo yasachel lechal goy." Yeah, u'mishpotim bal yedaum. It says, you can't give the Torah Sheba'al Peh to the goy. You can't give the Torah to the goyim. So Moshe was worried for that. Ah, a goy can learn lotion hakodesh and learn Torah. That's that. That's individuals. But in general, by translating it into a different language, you're giving that language. You're giving to the goyim. Aval Nira, huh? You know, the Gemara Chagiga says you can't be Moise Divrei Torah to Goyim. You can't. And by translating, he said, you're doing a Mesira. Because now it's their language. That's what Ramosha held. Then Ramosha rejects it a little bit and he says, Aval Nira, she'einu mechuyav le'imono bishvil ze. That's not such a reason to stop us from translating it. Why? Because you ikka kavona is to help Eden. And you'll distribute it amongst Eden. Even someone told me that South Korea are the biggest buyers of outscroll English Gemaras. Yeah, because some of the schools have it in the curriculum. Apparently, the Jews are clever people. And they learn with the Chavrusa. Someone told me they learn Chavrusa. What? Did they do Dafyomi? I don't know. I haven't checked that yet. But it just shows you that Ramosha was right. Ramosha was right. Today, anybody can buy outscroll Gemara, and this. So he says, but you can't be, because the Iker Kavon is for Am Yisrael. It's only a small, they're busy as it is. So how many goyim will decide to learn Talmud? Will that to Torah Sheba'al Peh? No. For that small chashash, so he says it's not considered being Moise Divrei Torah Le'akum. Then, he brings a raya from the Rambam, and I'm shocked. Rav Moshe brings a raya. Look at the Rambam. The Rambam was mechaber the Pirush HaMishnayos in Arabic. The Moir Nevuchi was in Arabic. The Pirush HaMishnayos, before Eben Tavon translated, was in Arabic. It wasn't in Arab writing. It was written in Lashon HaKodesh, in Hebrew letters, in Arabic. Jewish Arabic, what they call it.
Arabic and Jewish letters.
He wrote Arabic with Jewish letters. I went and saw it, it's in Cambridge. I saw the manuscript of the Moir Nevuchim. I saw some of the Bible of Pirush HaMishnayos. I saw the Pirush of the Rambam on Talmud Yerushalmi. Did you ever notice a Pirush of the Rambam on Talmud Yerushalmi? I saw Maseches Brachos of Yerushalmi. I'm surprised no one has picked it up. Apparently it's not complete. So they haven't reprinted it. But they have it, and you see the manuscript, he wrote it in Loshna Kodesh letters, but in Arabic. So L'chayra Moshe's Raya is not a Raya. Then the Goyim are not going to hold of that. They can't read Loshna Kodesh writing. So even the, maybe Dafka the Rambam did it that way, because they didn't want the Goyim to get hold of it. So I'm surprised. It's not such a Raya, yeah?
It's a way to learn Arabic.
Uh-huh.
It's a way to learn Arabic.
When you say,
yeah.
You know, why aren't you worried that the Goyim will learn Loshna Kodesh and then learn Torah Shebaal Peh?
It won't be so many.
But now, if they learn Loshna Kodesh, then they'll be able to read the Arabic much easier than reading Loshna Kodesh and Loshna Kodesh. All they have to do is learn the letters.
It'd be individuals, only individuals. Who learns languages? Only a minority of the
Muslims.
There are scholars. They are. When I went to see the library, I was such a chuka to go. I went there twice already. I says, you touch the kisliyan of the Rambam, they'll give it to you. It's laminated, but you're close. We appreciate it. We learn his Torah. We learn his this. It was a goita from Australia who was lecturing about the kisliyan of the Rambam. Her knowledge was. We prompted her on a lot of things. but she knew. But it's individuals, mamish individuals. Okay, I'll tell you what Rabbi Yoshi writes. Lemaise today, they've already translated the Talmud. 150 years ago already. It's been translated to English. Rabbi Yoshi, when they came to ask him for an askoma for art scroll, he writes clearly in the askoma, there's so many poor translations to the Talmud, and so many dodgy, that today, on the contrary, it'll be a mitzvah to translate it al-idei Talmidei Chachomim to make sure the Chalilach Torah doesn't get misinterpreted by Yidden. And therefore, we've got an achrayas to make sure that these translations are done correctly. And therefore, he says, although he doesn't really agree with the whole concept, but since it's been done already, and it's been done by people who had poor knowledge in Talmud, poor Yirah Shamayim, so he says it's a mitzvah to do so. To stop the spreading of, and Baruch Hashem Zosiyata Tishmaya. I don't know if you know, I don't want to say names. This translation of the Talmud, written years ago, and today people, even in Loshon HaKodesh, people hardly pick it up from the shelves. They take art scroll. And I say art scroll has a mila. I've got no shaykhs to art scroll, one of my relatives were involved in writing it. But it's mamish a group of 20 of Reichim who were responsible to translate. And I remember when a relative of mine, an uncle of mine, Rabbi Dvir, was writing Bechoyres. After one translated, it went to another two Talmidei Chachom, and then again to another Talmidei Chachom. And I can understand that each one is looking for other's faults. You're not looking to compliment the other younger man who's done it. So you're questioning. Your mamish, when you learn the house, you learn like with the foots of everything. So Baruch Hashem, yeah, but we mustn't forget we are losing a little bit of the depth. There's an interesting Chasam Sofer which says, why was Choshech? I'm going to read it out to you, just you should know to get an idea. So the Chasam Sofer writes, brings the tour about B'shmoyna V'teves, Nichteva Tere Yevonis, Uba Choshech La'irim Shlom, why Choshech came to the world. So the Chasam Sofer on Shemois writes something very powerful. He says, at the time it happened, it gave a lot of cover to the Yidden to translate the Torah. The Greeks wanted to know what's written in the Torah. He says, no, but look what's happened. Ki ba'atakas ha-Torah le'yivonis ha-chol loshon, or to any language, az itchilu am b'nei Yisrael liton tam pshuto shel mikra. By translating the Torah, people started to taste the flavor of pshat. You can literally translate psukim in the Torah. Umeaz hechil apikoros es lisnoitzes. Once you give chashivus to pshat, I only see what's written. What's not written might not be there. Translating the Torah into another language created, says the Chasam Sofer, that not any more people value the depth of the psukim of the Torah, and they go for pshat. And when you go for Pshat, you become a rationalist. And unfortunately, the Chasam Sofer, until his days, I'm telling you, until today, we are suffering from these rationalists. From people. But the Pshuta Shel Mikra. What's not written? Midrashim, Bimizanzel. Droshes Chazal, don't shtim well. Chalila Bechas says the Chasam Sofer, La'ovu Shuv Shemoy Lekol Di Bechazal. And once the Torah gets translated, they don't want to hear to what Chazal have to say. The narrow mind, or the drifting away from the simple Chalila Bechas. Kasher ba'avonoseinu, Rabbi Ma'adai Merak Itasotam Beneinu. This is the time of the Chasam Sofer. What will we say? I just want to end up with something. I know it's past the time. I just want to do something very... Amos Miller writes, what's the difference between the translation of Moshe Rabbeinu 40 years in the Midbar? 40 years he's teaching Torah to Am Yisrael. At that point he translated the Torah. Was for no other reason than spreading HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name in the world. To be meshachnea how the Torah is Torah's emes. He says, there we forget what caused us, the Talmai HaMelech should ask us to translate the Torah into Greek. The motives were totally different. We were slowly adopting the culture of the Greeks. We were mixing with them. Elazar Kohen Gadol had ties with Talmai HaMelech. And they were mixing with each other. And the Jewish people felt a little bit, how do you say, embarrassed of their culture. So, you know, when you talk, you know, we've also got a culture. The motives which brought them to translate the Torah was, we've also got a culture. It wasn't necessarily the motives which Moshe Rabbeinu had at the time translating the Torah. You can do the same action, but if the machshavas are not pure Lashem Shamayim, or not coming purely for the sake of Kadosh Baruch Hu, then Chalila Vechas, it can be darkness to the world. This can be a tragedy. That's what Rabbi Chamila writes in the Shurim. Bezer Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's called Chanukah Mishon Chinuch. Rabbi Moshe Shapira says, it's a time to, how do you say, change our ways and start a new beginning. It's a Siyata Lishmaya. It's an inauguration time. It's a time for us to take on ourselves a new malach, a new way of dedication to Torah. And that's what Chanukah is all about. So Bezer Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give a koach that we should be able to have the internal idea. Thank you.
Remember Salsina? The red one.
Let's go. And you were eating Shabbos meal and it went on into the evening. We were paskin earlier that you are allowed to carry on your Shabbos and even eat after night. Shamanu, by which we said, she'aim tzor pasi, you need not to double it, top of the page. We said earlier that you don't need to stop your Shabbos. So what do you do? Go in to dosa, finish Shabbos, omavarech birchas hamozvin, and then you're going to bench. Al Hakois, we'll discuss in Shabura about drinking the cup. Over here, we've got another problem. We've only got one.
Sivdalet. Top of page 150.
What page? 150. Top.
1468.
Huh? What? Top 1468. That's 150. Have you got the right volume? 150. Yes. 150. Okay, so over here, Bertin's got no problem. Draft's only got one cup of wine. And we want to bench on the cup of wine. That's what we're doing. Go into the dossier. On the varic bricka, molzai alakoids, you bench on the cup of wine. Don't drink the cup of wine. Even if you hold, you could drink it because it's part of the meal. You don't want to mess up your havdalah. But after cup, marble alava, then you use the same cup for havdalah. The image, like, shnei koisos, if you have unlimited wine, then, the varic bricka, molzai alakoids, and you drink that. On marble alava, and then you make havdalah on another one. Says the Mishnah.
You need to say that you should have to be exposed, you should drink it.
Say yeah.
That's what he said.
Where's he?
Drinking the first one, we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah that you can drink, you can't drink it, we'll see in the
Mishnah. Before Marav, after Marav, during Marav.
Before Marav. Before Marav.
Yeah.
In the Chesidus table, they're benching on the
Chesidus. Don't drink it.
Don't drink it? Let's see. Mishnah Berurah. Not Mishnah Berurah, you're out of. From a very kind of the man, the Omar, and Birch Lamon Tunaka. We're working now. Along the assumption that we're supposed to be drinking a cup of wine, benching over a cup of wine. I'm confident. Alakos. The Ein Nalitoyamo, in this scenario, you only have one cup of wine, jolly well, do not drink it after Havdala, after benching, before Havdala, and then you'll be stuck. You can't make Havdala. And after Havdala, if you win it, you don't make a problem as well. Ein Yeshleish, Nei Koisleish, if you have two cups of wine, Hatam, why can't we use the same cup of wine for benching, not drink it, and Havdala it? The aim aimrim shtei kedusha is akos echad. With the rule in one socket, ein aisef had mitzvah is chavilos, chavilos, and therefore we don't want to do with one cup of wine two different things. Ravesha, in the first case, the first scenario, we had one cup of wine only, we let you. The aim like kiemecha, because you've got no other option, therefore we let you do this. The very big amount here, David Shaila, can you drink the cup of wine before Havdalah, after nightfall on Motzei Shabbos? Says the Mishnah Berurah, you are allowed to drink from this cup of wine, even though it is before Havdalah. Why? I can't drink before Havdalah. It's a continuation of the Suda, it's part of the Suda. Because there, the Mishnah Tomid Rezah. This is only, he says, if you're a guy who always makes benching on Kodesh. Therefore, for you, it's a part of the Suda. If you're a guy who's never done it before, then of the Mishnah, but the bottom of the right coast. And more out coast, the Tisha Soymach, our place keeps zero, the Abel on the coast, also the Lishta is after, and the coast of the Muslim, coast of the Muslim. So it depends on the person, he says. If it's someone who always does, then you can, if not.
Not the fact that every shot shooters, you do bench on the coast.
Yes, perhaps that's not enough. Because of how, this is very important for my mocker, before you handle our Gnal Shaila, the Zedafka in Mukvar Vadai Kashaycha. This is only if it's a ready for sure night. If it's only Safik nightfall, it's very much more. Near the Yachal Lishta and Kirk, after we should aim and use the Tommy the Varakarakas, then you are allowed to do so. the various tzirufim here, the olives, the whole issa, is only when it's vavei nightfall, not solid nightfall, the amor, and then plus the fact that eventually on the coast, then it could be part of the suda. The chayavim says you can drink the wine, it's not yet for shona. Now, a big shayla, Dirshu, footnote 19 maybe, brings down, what about a sherev brachas? You have a sherev brachas, and you offer sherev brachas, cover comes to shul, and then they make sherev brachas. Now, can you make the last of sherev brachas, the final one often, and can you drink it? And precious, you can, the Mishra Shavu says, and maybe it's better for the cover himself to drink it, but the consensus seems to be, even those who are machamim, not to drink from a cup of wine from benching after Shabbos has gone out, but by Shabbos Shugas, the Chayra, you could. Okay. Zog b'chabas yifei, tov v'ochal, koydim shivdo. Made a mistake, and you had a sandwich, you had a Rav Malka before you made Havdalah, it's not ma'akav your Havdalah, yochel l'havdil achar kach, you would be allowed to make Havdalah after. We are not sure exactly the Havamina, it's probably as I understand the Havamina, the person that our Shire takes on the night, that if you got the Mariv, and they lit Chanukah candles, they realized in the morning, were they yoked the Chanukah candles? And I answered, yeah, of course, no shaykh to each other, because there's no shaykh to each other. Okay. Lot Mishbura Tefot, Tovach. Who are they? Hizivach. Fit Mishbura Kasha. Why does Shulchan Aruch say, if you made a mistake and you ate, you stole the Kavdalah, it's mashma from there that if you were amazing and you ate before Kavdalah, you could no longer make Kavdalah. So Mishbura, no, Kasha, not true. Who are they? Hizivach. After all, amazing, you're not very amazing, there's no shaykh. No, okay, so I have a Kavdalah, you put them in Kavdalah. And all the girls not. A normal guy won't do it on purpose, won't do it by mistake.
We couldn't have a proper Abdullah,
but Baruch HaMalkah Yishchol. No, with two proper Abdullah, you're still not allowed to eat before Baruch HaMalkah Yishchol. We'll see in a day or two.
They say
Baruch HaMalkah, then. Baruch allows you to do Malacha, does not allow you to eat. That we'll learn and see if you in Mishnah 2 days. Okay. And also, Baruch HaMalkah, the Chayim HaTazal Akha, see Vav, Shachach, Vahim, Dol, who are them, here's the Vahim. Okay. Zod Mechava, see Vav. We'll see how far we go. We'll go to the beginning of the month. Zot Chatzilo. Shachach, Vlahir Gol Mot Shabbos. If you got to make a Gol Mot Shabbos, Mam Gol Asofim, give a famous rain, you can make a dollar until Tuesday. Yeah, we know that until Tuesday, the Shai test the Shabbos before, the Gabbos Shnai Mikra, in Reish Pehe, the Gabbos Mafligi Besfina, if you go on a cruise ship in Reish Memches. But Yeh Shoymin, are those that say, She'eim Mam Gol Elok Kol Yom Mishra, it's done in the sunlight, not more. But Dafka, Zoy Pegofen, Mam Gol 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 Gol. You only, if you're not doing much Shabbos, you only make the Hagofet and the Hamavet. Abba, or Haner, or the Somim, but the Bracha on the candle and the fragrance, you do not do wild things. You grow in the Hagofet on Shabbos, they are uniquely Motzah Shabbos Dika Brachas. The Yesh, Misha, Imer, the Hod, the Kaimalon, Toam, Mavdil, that, the others who hold. That we pass is that someone who ate, they're allowed to still make Abdullah. Hanamanech, the Hibdil, the Nail, Motzah Shabbos. Abba, the Hibdil, the Laila, Kivin Shatom, Shuvin Imadu. The day of the day of holiday, you ate, and you realize on Sunday morning, I forgot to make a dollar. And then, yeah, it wrong happened to me. I said, I was wrong by 3 miles old, but until midnight. Came home, my wife was sleeping, I forgot to make a dollar. Next morning, I was middle learning in Kairo. My wife calls me up, so you haven't made a dollar yet. So I ran home to make a dollar in the middle of the morning, said, now, according to this day, we would not be allowed to make a dollar anymore. We already ate the Motzah Shabbos, and therefore, too late. As of Ramah, the Ikkak is Vara Shoina, that you still can, therefore, it was okay. Zot the Mishnah Berurah, that's what I'm interested in.
Why is it
a Sofei
Brachas
then?
Because
it's Machlokes,
whether you should
or should. He's not saying it's Machlokes. Normally when the Machlokes says Stam, and Yesh Misha Omer, we don't have Yesh Misha Omer. It's normally not called Stam. And here the Ramah being Machriya. It's asking a very fundamental shayla. How good a shit do you need to be to make a Sofei Brachas after? Is it just you found a rival in a Samyad somewhere in Cairo, Giza? Or
it's
got to be a... It has to be like a suffix, so to speak. And here, the Ramah, the Machriya, the Ma'ik is the Rosh Okay. Zot Mishra. Ma'akul Adsoif, until Tuesday night. The Chol Eilu HaShvoi Shayamim, Shayachim Oye B'Shabbos Ava. It's part of the old Shabbos. On the Kaan Ma'alof, on Wednesday onward, Shayach Shabbos Ava. On the Kaan Ma'akul Adsoif, the Kula'an of the Chil Yechkin Ava Yerecha, we should try and do as early as possible. There's reason of Dina Mitzvahs. The Gan, but also a Lech of Gosh Yavro, you're not supposed to eat before you come to Ava. And therefore, jolly well, make it on Sunday, don't wait until Tuesday. Kosav Kveger, Hashem Sefer, Losha and Chachom. The Motzah Yomtuf, Eim Nathal Hashem. Yomtuf is only Motzah Yomtuf because the whole 3 days business is only going to get Shabbos, not going to get Yomtuf. And therefore, you've got to make it on Motzah Yomtuf. on Shabbos, Shaykhla, and Ilyam, and Shaykhla, and Shaykhla, and Shaykhla, and Shaykhla, Shabbos, the rule, something on the Tuesday, you can't go on Shabbos. I mean, you know, it's interesting. When you come up, you have to be Egan, the Tzadu Shom, you call him Echa, the first day of Yom Tov, Yachal of the Havdil, I am Shom, he said that one day you could still do.
And that's how we do it?
I believe so. I mean, it's very rare, you get it.
Okay, I'm just saying, in case it does happen, maybe it
didn't. You're Zion, and I'll call your mission the first day. The lowest few is far enough, I don't know how to do 3 days. It's after your mission, a tambu, the hayoim, chodesh acharayim, on the Shabbat. Therefore, it's the first day of the Shabbat. Dola is the first day. The first day starts by night, ends by day. Av ahonem, can't make a boy of age, only a month of Shabbat. Why? The Brichas al Or, we mentioned, the Shulchan of Shabbat is Mambri also. It's commemorating the creation of light, which happened on the Shabbat. Therefore, it's appropriate to say so on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, but there's no Shabbat. The Alab Sonim, Nami, why don't they want the Sonim? The Hoshim Nefesh Ke'eves, it's Sishon Tira, because your soul is so sad on the departing of your Nisham Yotera. The Kol Zer Shais, not Shabbat, that's only on Shabbat they can live, and therefore afterwards really calm down, and therefore you're not again. Last, which word, and the minute for a trainer, Bat Harvayu, Yesh Omen, Yotoy, referring to both Yesh Omen. Both Yesh Mishayim, which means, he said, number one, you can do it for 3 days. And number two, even if you ate before, you can still say it again. The fact that you ate doesn't mess it up. Thank you guys for listening. To continue tomorrow at 10 o'clock in Mitzvah.
Thank you so much.
Good.
What time is the Torah tomorrow?
9:30
again? Yeah. It's the last day. Next week for a while.
Yeah.
For a while.
Next week is back to
tomorrow.
Mike is not yet
back. He's been out the grammar still that problem.
Always it's been a problem.
Yeah, I got half term of February where between my 3 or 4 schools in 10 days.
Yeah.
There's no news.
I know, it's been a problem since my kids. Yeah. Always so annoying. And then we can't find it. But Hamas had most of girls, so they were.
Yeah. Okay.
Not even the schools, they start if they finished it. Once we finish the window, they start to get everything's good.
I'll take that.
Some smell, they've got the dirty cup in there, they've got time on the face.